Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at the question, what must I do to be saved? That I must repent of my sins and believe in Christ as my Savior. So 2 weeks ago, we looked at that I must repent of my sins, and then this week, or last week, we looked at that I must believe in Christ as my Savior. And this week asks the question, can you repent and believe in Christ by your own power? And what this question is asking is if you got up in the morning and you just tried all day, just focused very, 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 very hard to repent and to believe in Jesus, to repent of your sins and to believe in Jesus, would you be able to do it with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you just tried really, really hard? And the answer is no. No, you cannot do it by your own power. I cannot repent and believe unless the Holy Spirit changes my heart. Though we've talked about repentance and trusting and believing, it's not just a thing that you do, but it's something that's inside the change of heart. That the heart is the important part of what this change that needs to happen. That we're commanded to love God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. But we don't. Sin pulls us away. Sin draws us away that we can't love God with our whole mind, strength, and self. That we're pulled away and we want to do what we want to do. So it doesn't matter how much you try to change your heart, you would not be able to do it. We need the Holy Spirit to change our heart. We need the Holy Spirit to change our heart. And this is what we call regeneration, this work that works in our bodies, that we change. And God changes sinners' hearts. The Holy Spirit does it. And this leads us to the next question, that we're not just waiting for the Holy Spirit to change our heart. The Bible actually says that we can ask for the Holy Spirit to change our heart. And that's what the next question is. How can you get the help of the Holy Spirit? How can you get the help of the Holy Spirit? And the answer is God has told us to pray for the Holy Spirit's help. God has told us to pray for the Holy Spirit's help. Now, sometimes you might need someone's help to do something. I'm pretty tall, so in our house, I'm pretty helpful when I need to get things right up the tippy-tippy top of a tower or a cabinet or something like this. I'm pretty helpful when it comes to doing this. So sometimes I get asked, hey, Daddy, can you reach this for me? And I'll go and help and I'll reach them for them. They are not able to do it, but they ask for my help. Or maybe there's a jar that needs unscrewing, so I get asked, can you unscrew this for me? So I come in and open it. And that's exactly what we need to do. We can't do it by our own strength. We can't try and repent and believe because we love sin. How can we repent which has been sorry, you know, hating and forsaking our sin? You can't repent if you don't do those things, if you love your sin. If you're happy about your sin, if you don't want to leave your sin, you can't repent and to trust in Jesus. We don't think we need Jesus. We don't think we need his help. But that's the great news of the gospel, is the Holy Spirit can change a sinner's heart and does change a sinner's heart. And we just need to pray for his help. And that's what we need to do. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to work in us to change our heart. And we pray that God would do that every single day, that our old heart, our stony heart, would become like a real heart that beats, that we would turn away from our sin and love Jesus and love what Jesus has done for us. And you can do that today. You can pray that the Holy Spirit would help you. The Holy Spirit would help you to hate your sin, to forsake your sin, to be sorry about your sin, not only to repent of your sin, to believe in Christ as your Savior. And you can do that. You can pray that the Holy Spirit would help you hate your sin, to repent of your sin, but also to believe in Christ. And he does. That's the great news. That's the story of many people in the Bible, that the Holy Spirit worked in them and changed their heart and drew them unto God. And that should be our prayer today, that the Holy Spirit would change our hearts every single moment of every single day.